afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Hamilton Heights High School, home of the Huskies. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys basketball game. Hey, the Blue Devils and the Hamilton Heights Huskies. But we're going to talk to Coach Ballinger right now. Coach Ballinger, it's great to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me, AJ. Great atmosphere tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun. I tell you what, Coach, I went back and I looked up the different records. But you, in 16 years, guys are almost neck and neck, this school and you.
Yeah, we kind of had a run. I think we won four or five in a row, and then they've won the last few. So it's a great rival. Nothing like having the number one ranked team in 2A come to your gym. So you don't get that opportunity very often. So we told our kids it's good. It's a great chance to get better. Let's see where we're at because they're really good, man. They're a big rival, but I've had fun watching them. I've had fun scouting them. They're just they can shoot and they can do a lot. So let's see what we can do.
Coach, I got to mention, 17 years happening right now for you. You have the largest tenure of a basketball coach here. I also mention, next year overall will be a quarter of a century that you have coached varsity boys basketball.
It's been great. Heights has been awfully good to me. I mean, we've had really good players, coaches, good administration. I mean, it's been a great, great run. I still enjoy it. I flat out love it. And I just want us to keep getting better and better and still be able to win some championships.
Tonight, both teams are going to start 3 seniors and 2 juniors. What about that?
Yeah, that's a good mix. You know, I like where we're at. We started the year extremely, a lot of injuries, and we started to get some guys back, so that's been big. So we can keep getting healthy. Maybe we can make a run down here through March.
Coach, can I talk about Cooper? Okay, Cooper Ballinger. I remember when he was born. Back then, we were talking about Cooper Ballinger 2030, I think it is, the Mr. Basketball then.
See, he's had a good, that sixth grade team is really good. It's been fun. He loves it. He soaks it all up. He's a big part. He loves to come in and hang out with us. But I've enjoyed, I've coached him the last few years. This is the first year I haven't. But that sixth grade group's really good. I put a plug in. Our seventh grade won the MIC. That sixth grade won the Husky invite and only lost a couple games all year. So we've got a good future basketball here. Right.
Coach, I want to talk about Gus Etchison. He's in the house. I saw him. Pulls in 76 points in his career here at Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner making a go of it. She became the high point totaler for girls. Do you think she can surpass?
Oh, they're going to make a great run. Our girls team's playing so well. They got a great draw in the sectional, so it's playing so well. You know, it can be knocked off at any time, but I'm going to put some money on our girls making that deep tournament run.
Last question. Cameron Runner, averaging 27 points a game. She plays on a boys basketball team.
Sure can. She can play on my team anytime, man. She's a winner. She can stroke it. I love watching her play.
Coach, I thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, AJ.
So we're going to walk this direction. That's Coach Ballinger. Coach Ballinger allowing us some time before the game. What a quality man. He was at Hagerstown on Tuesday, past Tuesday. A good win against Hagerstown. That's pretty close to his neck of the woods. And he went over there in the Huskies. I think it was 77-43. I'll mention that verbatim here in a minute. Pre-game. Pretty nice of him to allow time for putting in fortune. We are thankful. So we're up in the booth now, right up here in the south. One moment, I'm going to turn the headset on. I'll be right back. Okay, 10:27, the pre-game clock. I didn't get through half of my notes for Coach Ballinger. Everyone's been all day with him. He probably wasn't going to rush me, but maybe he would. Anyway, we'll mention a little bit about tonight's ball game. The message for the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils have a school enrollment of 454. Gym capacity in Tipton is 7.9 miles from entrance to entrance one carry to the next. 3,050 on their gym capacity at Tipton. Class 2A, sectional 39, are seven in their sectional. Their sectional will be played at Tipton High School. Their sectional is Tipton, 14-1. Taylor, 11-4. Stern, 10-5. Blackford, 10-6. Wood, 10-11. Brooke, 4-9. And Madison Grant, 10-9. Principal at Tipton High School is Craig Leach. Athletic director is Corey Fernung. Assistant AD, also the AD for the middle school, Rick Weddle. The athletic trainer, Bert Emmers. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-675-7431. Web, you can find them at TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference this year made up of 9 teams. They have 4 in the East, 5 in the West. The East Division, it stacks up like this. 2-0 in the East Division, they're 14-1 overall. Hamilton Heights. Huskies are 2-0 in the division. They are 8-8 on the season. Western Panthers, they're 1-2 in the East, 4-11 overall. Of course, Western Tigers are currently 0-3 in the East. They're 7-5 overall. In the West Division of the Hoosier Conference, it stacks up like this. The Lakes, the Indians are 3-0 in the West. They're 10-3 overall. Central Catholic Knights, they're 2-0 in the West. They're 9-3 overall. West Lafayette, the Red Devils are 1-2. They're 10-6 overall. Benton Central, the Bison are 1-2. They're 8-8 overall. In Rensselaer Central, the Bombers are 0-3 in the West. Overall, they're 5 wins, 8 losses. Well, mentioned Tipton Blue Devils are currently 14 wins, 1 loss on the season. 2 wins, no losses in the East. The Blue Devils, if you average up 15 ball games, total score, find out that Tipton averages per ball game 70.1. per game. Defensively, they give up an average of 51.8. Coach of the Tipton Blue Devils, in year number 5 at Tipton, Sir Cliff Hawkins. Hawkins at Tipton, 78 wins, 4 losses. For all Coach Cliff Hawkins, in year number 43, she head basketball coach, 175 wins. 193 losses. This game on the agenda for Tipton will be tomorrow night, Saturday, the 27th of January. My wife tells me that is the anniversary of our first date, so we'll miss it. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock and 7:30, Tipton will travel. It gets it to the north, a little bit to the east. Tomorrow night, Tipton will be at Adams Central High School. Putney and Sports will be there also. Mention a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Huskies. Hamilton Heights Huskies, school enrollment of 731. Gym capacity here, before the renovation, 1,028. After the renovation, 1,106. I wouldn't have wanted to be the guy that counts all them up. Seats available. Jackson Central became Hamilton Heights in 1965. Hamilton Heights, their class 3A, sectional 24, are 7 in their sectional. Their sectional will take place at Newcastle High School. Newcastle High School has a gym capacity of 8,424. It used to be 9,300 and something. They did a renovation in their gym. They made it fans friendly. And they did a good job doing that, and a lot of folks getting to enjoy basketball right there. Newcastle. We'll mention in the sectional, the high school participate in the Newcastle sectional. We'll mention her sectional, the Delta Eagles. 12-4, Tipton, the win over Delta, overtime. That was at Muncie Central High School. Also mentioned Frankie Eagles, 10-5 on the season. The Town Tigers, they're 9-6. Bell Bulldogs, they're 8-8. Tonight, Huskies, they're 8-8. Castle Trojans are 7-9. Jay County, the Patriots, are 4-9. Principal at Tonight High School is Mr. Jared Mason. Athletic director is Mr. Kurt Alden. Athletic department manager, Lee Ann Moffitt. Mentioned Hamilton Heights High School is located 25802 State Road 19. Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-984-551. On the web, you can find them at hhsc.org. The colors, orange, white, and brown. They participate, perform in the Hoosier Conference. Mention 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East Division and a West Division. Tonight are in the East, along with Tipton. Tonight's winner of this ballgame will win the Hoosier Conference East Division. Tonight, mentioned there are currently 8 wins, 8 losses. They're 2-0 in the East Hoosier Conference. Tonight, they average offensively per ballgame 57.3. Give up an average of 55.8. Coach, Hamilton Heights Huskies, kind enough to talk with us pregame tonight. Coach is Chad Ballinger. Chad Ballinger, working in year number 17, Hamilton Heights, 229 wins, 157 losses. I will mention overall, he's working as a basketball coach for the varsity level. Year number 24, 305 wins, 240 losses. In Hamilton Heights, their next game happened on February 1st. It'll be a Thursday. That's coming up, 6:30 for the varsity. Frankton Eagles took Robson in the gym with his team going against the Hamilton Heights Huskies. Van is to my left. They're sounding good. We'll hear the national anthem here in a little bit. Hamilton Heights High School Band sounding marvelous. Talk a little bit about the Hoosier Conference. It's basketball game week. Sweep Hoosier Conference basketball at the boys' variety. 2 games on Tuesday, January 23rd. Hamilton Heights traveled to Hagerstown, as you already know. The Heights got the win, 77-43. Second game on Tuesday, the 23rd, it was West Lafayette with Montgomery. Lafayette, 66. Montgomery, 67. North Montgomery like to play in a hot environment for football. Also mentioned, 5 games. I mean, tonight, January 26th, like this. 8:00 start tonight. So Catholic is at Derry Catholic. It'll be a good one. Track star tonight, Rensselaer Central going against North Newton. 7:30 contest. Seeger is at Benton Central. And Lakes at Northwestern. And right here is the Tipton Blue Devils and the Hamilton Heights Huskies. Games happening tomorrow night, Saturday. Tomorrow night they'll happen like this. There are 7 games. First 3 are 7:30 starts. First one is Benton Central at Fountain Central. Carroll Cougars, they're at Northwestern tomorrow night. Frankfort is at Northwestern tomorrow night. 6:00 start tomorrow night. It'll be Logan Sport at Twin Lakes. Another 8:00 start tomorrow night. Rensselaer Central will be at Hebron. 7:30 start tomorrow night. Western be at Clinton Prairie, and at 8:00 start tomorrow night, Tipton Blue Devils will travel, battle with Adams Central Flying Jets. You didn't know the Flying Jets earlier this fall went 14-0, played that final game at Lucas Oil, barely fell to Indianapolis Lutheran. One of those teams is going to end up with an undefeated season. Indianapolis Lutheran prevails. 10 minutes on the game clock. He's got it stationary right now. The folks getting ready for the national anthem. They're being addressed by the public address. And then we'll talk a little bit about basketball here in a little bit. Talk about the sectional round one for girls basketball next week. Sectional will begin, and we'll talk about all teams, all the teams in the Hoosier Conference. Let you know where they're at this coming week for the sectional petition. Basketball here on a Friday night. This place is pretty much packed. Mentioned 3,106. Close. Blue Devils played last week in an almost capacity 4,000 attendance. We'll shut this down. National anthem, that's the Hamilton Heights school band. Both teams are going off the court into their locker rooms. I'm going to chalk something up, get some hydration, maybe some chalk talk. 10 minutes, they're getting ready to start the clock here momentarily. Mention them. What's going to happen this week? It's your conference, girls basketball. Conference girls basketball this week. Second in the East Division. Division, Hoosier Conference, girls variety, sectionals. Talk about the first four games here. That'll be handled, the first four teams. There's only four teams in the East Division this season. Keep your eyes peeled. I believe Logansport is going to join the conference here. Imagine all four of these games happen on Wednesday, January 31st. That's next Wednesday. 7:30 start, Hamilton Heights. Do battle with the Newcastle Lady Trojans. Class 3A, sectional 24. That sectional will take place. Yorktown High School. So on Wednesday, a 6:30 start. Going to be the only game that evening. 6:30, it'll be Western going against Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes is hosting their sectional. That's Class 3A, sectional 22. Next game on the agenda there is also on the 31st. That's a Wednesday. 6 o'clock start. One game that night, evidently. Northwestern be at Peru. And that'll be a Class 3A, sectional 23. And that sectional will happen at McConaughey. And the final right there, Tipton. Mentioned on the 31st, on Wednesday. They'll play a 7:30 contest against Blackburn. Class 2A, sectional 39, will play that sectional at Elwood High School. Now we'll talk about the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Girls basketball, sectionals this week. 7 teams in the sectional at Twin Lakes. But we'll mention that one odd team through the bye, the ping pong ball fell just right. Brentwood Central, the Lady Bombers. They'll have a round one bye. That's Class 3A, sectional 2, Twin Lakes. There on the 31st, also on a Wednesday, 8 o'clock start. Second game, probably that evening. It'll be Denton Central going against North Montgomery. We'll mention that. That's Class 3A, sectional 22, also at Twin Lakes High School.
And then on Tuesday the 30th, 6 o'clock start. Class 2A, sectional 38. That'll happen at Delphi. It'll be Central Catholic Night. And the Seeger Patriots, the Lady Patriots, we'll also mention. 30 start on Wednesday. Commission, that's going to be Twin Lakes. They'll be the home team. They'll be playing at Twin Lakes. They'll go against Western, Western Lady Panthers, Class 3A, Sectional 22. And a 7:30 start also on a Tuesday. Right there, it's going to be West Lafayette and Frankfort, Class 3A, Sectional 22. Twin Lakes hosting. So what if you were paying attention there, you find out. Of the 7 teams at Twin Lakes Sectional are from the Hoosier Conference. Figure. That's pretty good. Mention a little bit about the Yorktown Sectional. Yorktown Sectional, Hamilton Heights. In that sectional, first game in that sectional, coming in Yorktown, it'll be the Yorktown Lady Tigers. They at 13-9 against Jay County, the Lady Patriots. At 20-2. That'll be a 7 o'clock start on Tuesday. Will be the only game on Tuesday. Folks will come back on Wednesday, January 31st. 6 o'clock game that night will be Centerville. They're currently 4-17. Going against Frankton. The Eagles are 15-7. The nightcap on Wednesday. 7:30 start. January 31st. Castle. The Trojans at 2-19 go against Hamilton Heights. The Huskies, 3-2. So that's the first peak right there. We'll also mention, coming back on a Friday, the Delta Lady Eagles, they drew the bye of the 17th. They'll play on Friday night. They'll play in the 6 o'clock game on February 2nd, and we'll see if the that Groundhog sees his shadow. But we'll mention, Delta will play the winner of Yorktown and Jay County. That'll be on Friday night, the 7th, 6 o'clock. And the 7:30 contest on Friday night, the 2nd of February, will either be Centerville and Frankton. One of those two teams will be the visiting team on the scoreboard. Home team on the scoreboard will either be Newcastle or Hamilton Heights. So that's how it stacks up. We don't know what the final's going to be. We know that, but it will be on Saturday, February 3rd. Championship game will happen at 7:30. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll miss him. This game is in part being brought to you by Mr. Muffin's Trains. Mr. Muffin's Trains. If you've not seen Mr. Muffin's Trains, that's moved to Atlanta. They're at the north. Yeah, back there at the south end of Atlanta, right there where Bargain Bob's used to be. Bargain Bob's, it was started by Bob Morrison. He sold the project. It was a shoe store. Sold it to Bob DeCamp. Well, right now, Mr. Muffin's Trains has a pretty big area right there. Stop in. MrMuffinTrains.com. They're at 28801. Row 19, they're in suite number 30. You'll find his big purple truck, the Mr. Muffin's Trains logo on it. Look at him. Wow, right here, the buzzer's going to sound. We're getting ready for first quarter action. And they're going to introduce the starting lineups. I mentioned starting lineups. We'll do just the same. Starting lineup tonight, the Blue Devils. They're going to have a presentation. I'm going to go ahead and read this. Coverage of Blue Devil basketball and Tipton County sports be found in the weekly Wednesday printed edition and online TiptonCountyTribune.com. Updates on games and results. You can follow at that symbol. Michelle, there's two L's, the score Garmin. A-R-M-O-N. Again, that's at Michelle_Garmin. X right there. That's formerly known as Twitter. You can get coverage of Blue Devil basketball. You can also get coverage by Central Tipton County Sports.
go to Tipton County Tribune.com. So we'll go ahead and begin. We'll mention the starting lineups for both teams. For the visiting team, the Tipton Blue Devils start like this. Coming number 3, 6'6" junior, 18.2 points per game average, 6.9 rebounds, 8.9 assists per game. That's Grady Carpenter. Coming number 5 for the Blue Devils, 6'2" junior, 5.4 points per game average in the basketball. That's Sam Quigley. Coming number 11, 6'1" senior, 21.6 points per game average, 4.3 rebounds per game, and 3.8 assists. Nolan Swan. Coming number 12 for the Blue Devils, 6'4" senior, 7.2 points per game average, 0.1 rebounds per game. Ian Tracy. Ian Tracy from two-point land is 32 for 40 the season. That's 80%. It's remarkable. Final starter in the lineup for the Tipton Blue Devils is number 23. 6 foot senior. 18 points per game average. Jackson Money. Coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Now, the starting lineup for the Hamilton Heights Huskies. Set like this. Thing number 3, the 5'10" junior, 11.5 points per game average, 3.8 rebounds per game, 2.7 assists. Tyler Champion. Tyler Champion, a wonderful, incredible wide receiver. Hamilton Heights, he'll be back for his senior year. We'll also mention at number 12, starting tonight for the Huskies, 6'1", he's a junior, 0.6 points per game average, Drayden Thurman. Pick number 21, 5'11" senior, 12.3 points per game average, 0.1 assist, Dane Coleman Edgerton. Wearing number 23, 6'1" senior, 10.9 points per game. I remember this young man when he was carrying the football at the elementary level. 8.6 rebounds per game, John Iron. Webby number 24, senior, 7.7 points per game average, back to about 100%. Sam Dawson. Hamilton Heights Huskies, our coach, Mr. Dad Ballinger. So they're getting ready for the ball game. Huskies, a little bit of a huddle there. Getting ready to announce the lineup. And then Blue Devils, huddle of their own. Devils bench, the left side of the press of the absorbent. St. George bench right there. Left side there at the south end of the gymnasium. Let's shoot at the north goal here in the first half. Huskies customarily there at the right side. Here in the scores bench, there at the north end of the gymnasium. And they'll shoot from the goal at the south end. First half. So 8 minutes on the game clock. Ready for basketball. Right here. Hamilton Heights High School. Appreciate the folks here. Got Mike Thomas. In the scoreboard, Greg Knapp does the PA announcing. Arnett Cooper does the clock. He's got the quick anger. He's got the quick thumb right there starting to stop. And Ben Small, he's one of the coaches for the girls basketball team. He'll keep the book for Hamilton Heights. And right there at the end of the scoreboard bench is Miss Michelle Garman. She's got a plush seat tonight. So let's jump it up. Hamilton Heights gets to the center circle. Drayden Sterna, 6'1" junior. Jumping up for him from Tipton to be Grady Carpenter, 6'6" junior. The backcourt picked up by Nolan Swan. The front court, Swan on the dribble. Dribble into paint. Kicked to the corner, Jackson Money. Jackson Money passed it back out. Grady Carpenter back to the corner. Looking to Ryan Tracy. Tracy back out top. Sam Quigley. Nolan Swan is dribbling in. He'll take a step back three. Long off the mark. Window rebound. Hamilton Heights, number three. Tyler Champion. He'll take it to the front court. And Atchison on the dribble. It's a free throw line. And working back out top. John Iron. John Iron. Say what? His pituitary gland is working good. Some 6 foot one. Top John Iron. Back out on the dribble now is Tyler Champion. Down low off the glass. Left-handed layup for Champion. 2-0 contest. The Heights in front. No wait on the game clock. Looks at the left side in the front court. Jack the money out top. Sam Quigg. Around the perimeter, Brady Carpenter. Carpenter, crossover dribble. They're working down and go to the corner with it. And Ryan Tracy. Working around the perimeter of Jackson Money out top. Back to Quigley. Here's Sean. Just shoot a three. Short off the mark. When to go. Down. When Etchison. Off the timeline on the dribble. Top. Back pedal. Still right side. Well behind the arc. Picked up there by Grady Carpenter. When Etchison now picked up by Ryan Tracy. They'll work it back. Going to be a long 3-point shot. Hamilton Heights rims off. Tyler Champion. Time by new. Tyler Champion, 3-point shooter right there. Hefty. Back around. Grady Carpenter. Side the arc, Sam Quigley. Quigley short off the mark. Wouldn't go from 3-point land to the front court. Iron boards the basketball. Going to call an offensive foul. Driving the baseline there, Hamilton Heights. He was determined. He was going hard to the hoop. Is going to draw a foul there. It's going to be an offensive foul. First foul of the ball game. And what makes this Tyler Champion? He has one. Ball brought in. The Carpenter. And Tracy dribbles across the timeline. Get out top. He thought about handing off to Nolan Swan. Defense is good. Sam Dawson. Out top. Sam Dawson right blue on Nolan Swan. Bring it down low. Sam Quigley. Way jumper just outside the paint. Baseline shot is good. 2-2 contest. 53 on the game clock. Cross-court skip pass. From the corner. 3-point shot. Good. Credit the bucket. Sam Dawson. 3-point land. Dawson shooting 33%. 3-point land. He's now 21 for 61. They're working the paint. Off the glass. Got the bucket. They're going to count it. Grady Carpenter. The paint. Blank range. Over the rim, and he's got the bucket, and he's going to shoot one more on Iron. Going to bring the ball in here momentarily. Call a foul that counts the bucket. Out of peculiarness right there on this. Didn't make it well known that him. He got the bucket, Grady Carpenter. Free throw going to bounce out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. Aiden Cerna. Front court long, 3-point shot. And high shot when he goes. Shot taken by Dawson. Rebound. Tipton. Carpenter going to drive the lane or go off the glass. He'll get the bucket. Grady Carpenter was determined to coast. Five contests. Tipton by one. And in the backcourt trying to get the ball loose there. Tyler Champion. Pass it to the front court. Go back around. Get it back to Champion. To bring it out behind the arc. Right corner baseline. He'll dribble baseline now. Take the reverse layup. And a foul is going to be committed. Jackson Money was right in his grill, trying to block the shot, and got a piece. Tyler Champion's arm. Tyler Champion's going to shoot two. First shot up, and good. 6-6 contest. Quarter, 5:01 left. Three, Tyler Champion on that percentage. His shot rims around with Joe. Rebound, Jackson Money. Owen Swan picked up backcourt. Dawson going to work the lane, pick it back out. Going to be an offensive foul. Nolan Swan wanted to drive the lane. He passed it to the corner. Momentum getting him over. Number 12 sent it for the charge. Cerna for Hamilton Heights. And Nolan Swan going to get the foul. He got one. Hamilton Heights has one foul here in the quarter. Tipton has two. Getting in from the backcourt. Etchison on the dribble. He'll pass it. Back and forth, Tyler Champion. Champion is dribbled across the timeline to pick up a double team. Back to Coleman. They'll go to the corner with it. 3-point shot. Hamilton Heights. Shot good. Trent the bucket. 24. Dawson. Dawson, 2 3-pointers here in the quarter. Corner. The basketball. Sam Quigley out top. Grady Carpenter. 9-6 contest. Hamilton Heights in front. It's going to be a block shot. Grady Carpenter went in the lane. Took a jump. blocked out by John Iron back the other direction. A fadeaway jumper, elbow, left side. Shot good, Tyler Champion. 11-6. He's by five. Across the timeline, left side, Jim. And away from the scores bench, out top now, Ryan Tracy. And Arv Jackson Money. Dribble around, going to be a reach-in foul. Ryan Atchison trying to come up with a steal. The foul whistled on Tillman. And Tillman's going to pick up his first foul in the ball game. I see Phil Atchison. I see LaVon Atchison. I see Eric Atchison. Eric was an ABC graduate of Hamilton Heights. 6'7", basketball player. 55 on the game clock. In the front court, Grady Carpenter. Started right there by John Iron. Corner. And Tracy picked up there immediately. 12, Drayden Cerna. 43 on the game clock. Going to dribble in. Cut to the lane. Nolan Swan, left-handed layup. It's good. Point bucket, Nolan Swan. It's 11-8. He's by 3.5 minutes left. Off the glass, take the floater. Wouldn't go. That was Tillman Edgerton. Come down with a rebound. He's going to hit the floor. And I'm going to lay down. That's an automatic travel. Hamilton Heights going to give the ball back to Tipton. First sub in the ballgame. I see 21, Landon Spidell. Spidell, 6'2", 185. He's just a junior. He's got one more year of eligibility at the high school level. Breather is Ryan Tracy. So we're going to down low, Sam Quigley. To the corner, Jackson Money drops his available dribble, gives it back out. Quigley back to Nolan Swan. Swan's out top. We'll dribble back around, and Sam Dawson is in his grill. We're going to basketball back around. Jackson Money back to Nolan. Outside the arc in front of the Husky bench. He dribbling out top, Jackson Money. Left side, Grady Carpenter. For your jump shot, baseline jumper. 2-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, John Iron of Hamilton Heights. 2:48 on the game clock. Going to dribble in. Fan move into paint. John Iron going to kick it back out. 3-point shot, Dawson. Couldn't get this one. That was from extended. Back the other direction. Rebound and in the front court, Nolan Swan. The arc, right elbow extended. 3-point shot wouldn't go for Grady Carpenter. Failing the basketball offensively is Sam Quigley. Put to the right side behind the arc. 3-point shot wouldn't go for Jackson Money. To the front court, Hamilton Heights, Tyler Champion. The dribble. 2:18 left. 3-point advantage for the Huskies. Todd Arp, Tillman Edson is going to pass it down low on the baseline. Around jumper. Cerna couldn't get the bucket. Back the other direction. Nolan Swan on the dribble across their timeline. Pop one straight away out top. And it wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Tyler Champion. Front court between the legs. Now back pedal, Tyler Champion. Him loose feet is Nolan Swan. 48 left here in the first quarter. Crossover. Dribble there by Champion. Gets it back out to Tillman Etchison. And Etchison can bring it left side around the perimeter. Bounce it down low near the baseline. Back to Tillman. Picked up there by Nolan Swan. Side the arc. Dribble in. And Tyler Champion. We call a tripping foul. We call that a blocking foul when he shows the bench. But it's going to be called a trip right there. It's kind of inadvertent. Kind of unfortunate. But Grady Carpenter. Take that back. He's going to be whistled on Landon Spidell. He has one in the ballgame. He'll take a breather. Evan Hare. Ballgame for Tipton. 6'2" senior. We're going to see another sub in for Hamilton Heights. Number 11, Carson Felger. Here's a 5'10 junior. The breather. Cerna. Drayden Cerna getting median $5 down the row. He'll take a breather. 29 on the game clock. We'll tip it back out top beyond the 3-point line now in the center circle. Dribble is Tillman Etchison. He's going to dribble in. He'll go off the glass. He can get the bucket. He absorbed the foul. He'll shoot two. Tillman Etchison. I take that back. Well, yeah, going through the stripe there is Tillman Etchison. Whistle a foul on Gavin Hare. He has one. Tillman Etchison on the season shooting 86% stripe. Shot rims off. Wouldn't go. Tillman Etchison is now 30-45 on the season. Get one more. 1:22 left, first quarter. Eliot, Slyatt, Atchison good. I know Jeff Atchison in the house watching his 20 on the game clock. Get to the timeline. Grady Carpenter. To him, full court is John Iron. Right side behind the arc, around Jackson Money. And Tracy, going to the inner part there, and Noah Swan going to take a fadeaway jumper. Prior to hitting the floor, got the bucket, got a good roll. Points for Nolan. Under a minute, 57 seconds. 12-10 contest. Huskies by two. Dribble in. Left-handed off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Nolan Swan for Tipton. Front court. Carpenter. He'll pass it down low. Ryan Tracy. Fence converges. On Iron wouldn't let him have the baseline. Go back out. Grady Carpenter. Threat. He's going to try to jet pass. And it's stolen. The other direction at number two, Landon Scheiber. There's going to be a foul whistled, and Scheiber shoot a couple. Go to the foul line. It's going to be whistled. Gavin Hare, he's going to pick up his second foul rather quickly. 1.4 left, two shots for Landon Scheiber. Shot is good. Scheiber shooting 58%. Foul strike, he's now 11-18. Jackson Money going to get an extended quarter break. Cliff Hawkins gives him a breather. Second shot happened here at number two, Landon Scheiber, 6'2 junior. Second shot, also good. Huskies take a 4-point advantage, 14-10. 29 seconds left. An Iron going to guard Grady Carpenter full court. Right there nearby, going to pass it in. Nolan Swan to the corner. Quigley has to save the basketball. He does. Kevin Hare. Got top Grady Carpenter. Screen from Hare. Grady Carpenter finds the basketball again. 11 seconds left. From the corner, Quigley rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound. John Iron. He'll pass it up ahead. And Atchison off the glass. And good. 2-point bucket. Shot at the buzzer. Go. Shot taken by Quigley. First quarter. In the Brooks, we'll mention. After one tonight, Steve Tipton, and we thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part brought to you by the Floor Store. The Floor Store, there at the east edge of Tipton. By Look Around. Showroom, I say it's their showroom, leaves you speechless. Find out that shopping online isn't really necessary. Influence is required. They are just east on State Road 28, just beyond car dealership. They're at 1003 East Jefferson Street. Yes, Jefferson Street, State Road 28. Same road, a different name. It's in Indiana. That's Blue Devil Country. Steve and Carolyn Swan, they'll lend you a hand when they can, but also support your choices along with your decisions. The Floor Store, 1003 Jefferson Street. Call them up at 765-675-230. That's 765-275-230. That's the Floor Store. Tipton. And down the basketball. It's going to be brought in. Hamilton Heights, alternate possession arrow. Takes it from the scores bench. Back in the ballgame. Aiden Sterner, he'll bring it in to Tillman Etchison. He'll walk across the timeline. The right side behind the arc for two, Landon Scheiber. Back out top, Tyler Champion, triple threat available. He'll dribble left. The arc will get it back to Tillman. Etchison with the basketball. Taking some traffic. He'll pick up a screen from Sterner. Tillman Etchison out top once again. Started there closely. Sam Quigley. Top of the basketball, they move the basketball right side. Outside, that's Sam Dawson. Get it back to Serna. Outside the arc, dribble. And right there, Tyler Champion. Back outside the arc. Yeah. Tipton moving their defense well in this possession. And 17 on the game clock. Working in the first minute, first possession of the second quarter. Team 10 going to drive the lane. Sure wouldn't go. Shot taken there. Landon Scheiber, rebound, Jackson Money. We'll take it through the timeline. Grady Carpenter, crossover. Landon working down low, Sam Quigley, the cutter, the bucket. Grady Carpenter, they're one of those assists. 6:50 on the game clock. He dribbles close to the timeline. Tillman edges him. Passes to the corner. Dawson, they're working down low to baseline. Lost the handle. Back the other way. It's Nolan Swan on the dribble. Moving to Payne. He'll take a floater. Lost the handle momentarily there. Didn't get a real good shot. The defense right there with Tyler Champion. Couldn't get a second attempt. The Champion boards the basketball. Front court with the basketball. Crossover. Fadeaway jumper. 17-footer. Straight away is good for Tillman Edgerton. Team 12. 6-point advantage for the Huskies. 6:12 left in the ballgame. I should say in the second quarter. Got a long way to go. Outside the arc. Bring it back inside. Brady Carper. Short skip pass. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. Go for Ryan Tracy. Ball hit the top of the backboard. It was not out of bounds. Didn't hit anything for him. Mitchell did a good job. Let it play. We're going to tip it back in. Grady Carpenter. Go over the back. Grady Carpenter got the tip in off the missed basket. The missed shot. Blue Devils. And one of the officials said no. He's over the back of to a foul against Grady Carpenter. No basket. He tipped it back in. Cliff Hawkins wants to know about that. He wants a little bit of an example, a little bit of an explanation. He's getting one. Coach Cliff Hawkins, well-deserving of an explanation. He got one. Play on. Brought in from the backcourt. Hamilton Heights brought in by Cerna on the dribble. John Iron, a little bit of a carry there. No call. Back to the front court on the dribble. Cerna, bad pass, trying to get it to Champion. Away and stolen by Ryan Tracy. 38 on the game clock. Works it right side behind the arc. Jackson Money. He'll dribble in. The handle's going to be off of Jackson. They're going to stay. And I'm going to be tipped out of bounds off of Jackson's hand. On Iron right there playing good defense. 33 on the game clock. Going to be brought in right side of the bucket. Brought in Lane Scheiber. Then John Iron, good dribbling exhibition. Back to Scheiber. Court pressure. Quigley and Jackson Money will pass to the front court. Tyler Champion. Behind the arc, kind of the crowd right here adjacent from the scores bench. He'll pass it back out top. Put it down low, and the pass couldn't be tree there. Gives you Drayden Cerna. Pass tough back the handle from Landon Scheiber. Throw 6 o'clock moving. Devils in the front court. Grady Carpenter. Kim Dawson in his grill once again. Back to Jackson Money from the corner. Bring it back to Sam Quigley. Quigley on the dribble. Friction there. No call. Back out. And Tracy will back it up. He'll reset the offense. 4:47 left. Second quarter. 15-12. He's by 6. Top of the circle, Ryan Tracy. The left side, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter out top with the basketball. Being guarded there by John Iron. They're working to Nolan Swan. Swan did a shot right there. He'll pick up the screen. Couldn't get the three. Rebound put back without a foul this time. Well done by Grady Carpenter. Points. Going to be a steal in the backcourt. Swan pushes it down low. Off the glass in the paint. Jackson Money for 2. 0-8 on the game clock. 18-16. Coach Chad Ballinger are going to call a timeout. Talk this over. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company. That high-quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals, the edge of Noblesville, Indiana. Located at 1708 8th Street. You can dial them up, 317-773-800. That's 317-773-800. Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pinsky Truck Rentals. Find Dirk. Dirk will escort you. The premises. He's a great guy. Hi, to Tillman Edgerton. Send back now is number 3, Tyler Champion. Brian, I think I'm Cornell Hamilton Heights. Tillman Edgerton on the dribble. By Nolan Swan. team up as a three-point strike. Tillman's going to drive in. Sign, he'll pass it back out. Then three-point shot rims out, wouldn't go. Four, trying to pick it up, Jackson money. From the hands of Dawson, pass it down low, reverse layup. A nice shot there by 12, Cerna. 8-point advantage, 20-16. We're going to in the front court, Grady Carpenter. Out top, center circle. We're going to get him, John Iron. They'll pass it behind the arc, Sam Quigley. Nolan Swan. Joe will bring it back out top. Left side, Grady Carpenter. 3-point shot in the air. And go, fighting for the board, picking up the basketball. Champion. Behind the back dribble. Out. Paul Cerna. Now back out to Tillman Etchison. Picking him up. Going to be screened off. Quigley. Going baseline. Just outside the paint. Good. Tillman Etchison. 216. Front. Get the basketball. Move it back out top. Jackson Money. Left side. Going to travel. Going to go baseline. Outside the arc. They move it to Tracy. To Sam Quigley. Back to Tracy. Now back to Quigley. Work it left side. They're hand off. Circle. Grady Carpenter. Here you got a steal. Oh, Nolan Swan. The paint. Right side of bucket. 2-point bucket. Good for Nolan Swan. 218 by 4. Left here in the third. Outside the arc and a back pedal dribble. Tillman Etchison. He'll work a right side. Picked up there. Nolan Swan. Wanting to go baseline again. They saw an offensive foul. Tillman Etchison. Far out. And Nolan Swan. Draw the charge. But that arm bar is going to get you a foul every time. 2-0-1 left. Then picked up his second foul in the contest. 2-18. One left. Backcourt Jackson money. Back to Jackson. Go against John Iron. John Iron was ready to go guard right there. And he's right there now in Grady Carpenter's drill. So we're going to left side Jackson money. Picked up there by Tillman Etchison. We're going down low on the cut. Layup is good. Jackson money. Carpenter with another assist. Six on the game clock. 22-20. By two. They're going to whistle a foul in the front court. Hacking foul. Whistle against Tipton. Whistle against Ryan Tracy. He has one. Team foul number two here in the quarter. 1:34 left. 20. Huskies with the ball in the front court. By two. Basketball moving back around. Tillman Etchison. Dribble. Loosely at the three-point line is Jackson Money. Now let's switch off Ryan Tracy. Since still on the dribble, he administered properly. 6 feet closely guarded. They need. And that official was calling just that. 3-point shot, right of center, Sam Dawson. I think Sam Dawson has 3 3-point bombs here in the first half. 58 seconds left. Jackson Money, free throw line, long off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound, Tyler Champion. Basketball, Tillman Etchison. Across the timeline, 45 seconds left. 5:20. I find we're in the first half. 7 seconds left. We're on the drill way out top. Yeah. Off right there. John Iron, he's got the triple threat available. He's guarded by Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble left. Out near the center circle now. 20 seconds left. Up, he'll give it to Tyler Champion. Sam Quigley going to guard him close. Try to get a steal, and Sam Quigley going to pick up a foul. Came back in the ball game for Tipton. 21, Landon Fidel. Sam Quigley going to take a breather. He has two. We stole it. Jackson Money going to wait for his teammates to show up. Four, Nolan Swan. He's going to backpedal and try a three. Wouldn't go, rebound, Tillman Etchison. Tillman across the timeline. He's going to dribble in. Corner. Not good. with 2 seconds on the clock. Clock will empty out. Sam Dawson, corner baseline. Time. Halftime score. Hamilton Heights, 28. Gibson, 20. Ball game, Sam. A lot of folks on hand coming here to see a good ball game. The price of admission. Both teams have gone into the locker room, and this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Stokes Bear, Century 21. She's a real estate agent. She's a real estate broker. Before that, enthusiastic real estate agent. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. To list, don't let Lisa look residential or corporate. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear to their phone. Text message 73086. 7134086. Simple. Rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens. Experience. Rely on knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. 3, 7, 3, 4, 8, 6. Bringing you tonight's contest. For Darren Tipton. Times are made for precious moments. Jewelers are there to meet your every special need. Fill the diamonds, etc. Being in business in downtown Tipton. The Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street. Indiana 46072. Send by telephone at 765-5720. Number is 765-675-720. Oak Jewelers, they're open daily. 9:30 to 5:30. They're open on Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Jewelers, Town Tipton. So, bringing you tonight's contest is Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy Restaurant. Good friends. Times. Restaurant. They strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee, that first three-point shot. Jim Dandy Restaurant. They put all of their guests first. Which team is leading on the scoreboard? Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward to each visit. You're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Good food and good times are not far away when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. Ended halftime here. They put 15 minutes on the clock. Usually a 10-minute intermission. Coral Guard right there. They did tremendous at the surface now. So mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Truck Store, the place. Chance your ride. Cars, keys, etc. Tires, and much, much more. Installations are always available for every product. A myriad of products to choose from. And visit them. That's Runyon Truck Store. Henry Gunn Road, Atlanta, Indiana. By telephone at 765-210. Again, their number is 765-230. Truck Store. Store, the place to fulfill auto accessory needs storage. It's going to be a shootout on the floor. We'll shoot some shots. It's a competition. Hamilton Heights and Tipton, they're staggering the shot. Looks like they're playing knockout. How does the fun team? So they'll try to eliminate players by making a shot before the guy in front of you makes his shot. That's called knockout. Get one guy left. We'll talk a little bit about Class 2A rankings. Rankings in boys basketball. These were calculated on January 23rd. Okay, this week. Top 17 are listed here. One at number one is Tipton Blue Devils. They're currently 14-1. 2A, sectional 39, that's sectional, Tipton High School. Two this week, Fort Wayne Lures tonight. They're 12-1, 37. Their sectional will be at Lufkin High School. Number three this week, Wapahani Raiders. They were at number one, Kepler Feet, maybe three. Raiders are currently 13-1. They're in sectional 40. They'll have their sectional at Alexandria. Four this week, Town Central. They're the Braves. 13 wins, 4 losses. Sectional 46. Their sectional will be at Southwestern. That's in Hanover. Five this week in Southwestern. Southwestern, they're out of Hanover. They are going to host sectional. That is the Rebels. In and two presently. Also in sectional six. Right there in their own gym. At number six this week, Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves. Currently 12-4. Seven, that's at Bluffton. Seven, Providence. Providence Pioneers. They'll be 11-3. They'll also be there at Southwestern. Sectional 46. This week, Paoli. The Paoli Rams in two on the season. 47, they will host. 47 at Paoli. This week, Adams Central Flying Jets. Flying Jets are 11-2. 37. They'll be at Bluffton. Adams Central Flying Jets team tomorrow night. It's the Blue Devils. 10 this week. Sullivan Arrows. Sullivan Arrows are currently 13-3. So it's sectional 47 at Paoli. 7 this week, Manchester. Manchester, they're the Squires. 13-2 presently, sectional 37 at Bluffton. 12 this week is Park Tudor. They're the Panthers. They're currently 10-4, sectional 43. Sheridan, sectional 43. Vitt. At number 13 this week, Posey. I like that mascot name. 2, they're in sectional 48. It will happen at Forest Park High School. Sectional 14. The Wolves. They're currently 12-4. Sectional 44, they'll be at Greencastle for that sectional. 15, it's scary. 21st century. That is the Cougars. And 6, sectional 33, and that'll happen at Bowman Academy. Academy High School. Wasn't too long ago, Mike Crawford, Blue Devil basketball player, junior year and his senior year, semi-state against Bowman Academy both years. And I got to mention, put me in sports was there, and I will also mention Mike Crawford. As a junior, he got 40 points, but didn't get the win. His senior year, he got 40 more points. And Bowman Academy got both wins. But it was a good ball game. I think the second game was there at Huntington, Fort High School.
also mentioned at number 16, there are two teams at number 16, and the first one is Hauser. Hauser, their nicknames are the Jets. 7-3, 45, that'll happen at South Ripley High School. At number 16, we'll end this 17 edition for the January. The Perry Central Commodores, the 4-11, they'll be at Forest Park. Minutes left for the locker room. We'll take some shots. Still in their locker room. And about the A rankings this week, boys basketball. I'm going to mention Cross. Cross is in the house. Photographs. He can go online. He is photographed. He's good. Bob Cross. You can find him. TOCrossB.com. That he spells that F-O-T-O. TOCrossB. Website, you'll probably see some good pictures. Poor young man, and a lot of good teammate pictures. So we'll mention Class 3A rankings this week. 23rd, they were tabulated on Tuesday. Class 3A, number one this week is Danville, the Warriors. They're 13-1. Sectional 25, that'll be at Lebanon. At number two this week, the best Jesuit, the Braves. The Braves right here in. Well, they have a gym capacity of only 1,001. Got to mention number 44, Henderson, IU standout, coached by Bob Knight. For Buff, currently 9-4. Sectional 27, they'll be at Catholic. At number 3 is Darren Catholic, the Golden Eagles. They're 12-5. 27, they're going to host. Number 4 this week, Heritage Hills. Patriots are not aware. Standout quarterback from the Bears, Jay Kettler. A 3A school, Jay Kettler, plays NFL quarterback. That's big time. We'll also mention Heritage Hills. Currently 13-2. Sectional 31, that'll be at Princeton. 5 this week at Scottsburg. They are the Warriors. 4-30. Scottsburg will host that sectional. Delta Eagles. 12-4 on the season in sectional 24 along with Heights. Be playing at Newcastle. 7. Northwood, the Panthers. 10-4, high school, sectional 20. Fairfield, the Falcons, Pearls last year, class 3A, they won the state. Fairfield Falcons, they're at number 8 this week, they're 11-3, 20 also at Lakeland. And this week, Indian Creek, they're 11-3. Valley Sectional, their Sectional 26. At number 10 is Evansville Memorial, who's their 8-4 currently. Their Sectional 32 will be at Boonville. And this week, Braves, Belmont Braves, they're 12-3. 23 to Sinawa. At number 12 this week is Princeton, the Tigers, in 3. Princeton, right here, will be hosting in sectional 31. At number 13, Yorktown, another Tigers mascot, 8-6, sectional 24 at Newcastle. 14 this week, Twin Lakes. Hey, the Indians, they're 10-3, sectional 22 at Frankfort. Tied at number 15 this week, Southridge Raiders, they're 10-4. Sectional 31 at Princeton. At number 15 also this week is Hammond, Noel Warriors,
11-6, sectional 17 at Calumet. I should say number 17 is beat Guaranteed Christian. The Eagles, 10-4, 27, they'll also be at Gary Catholic. Team is deep, South Bend St. Joseph. And 7, sectional 19, they'll be at South Bend, Washington, along with number 19, Mishawaka Marion Knight. 10-8 on the season, sectional 19, South Bend, Washington. And winding up, Batesville Bulldogs. Or they'll be at Greensburg High School, sectional 29. Cousin Sam, they're getting ready to inbound the basketball. It's going to be brought in. Devils. It's going to be brought in by Jackson Money. And the official, each of them, they're ready to go. 8 minutes, game clock, third quarter. Possession arrow, Tipton. Half court, Jackson Money. Back court. Okay, cross the sideline as a drop pick. We'll work it right side behind the arc. Nolan Swan. Austin. Get it in the paint. Then use the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Grady Carpenter. 8:22. He's by six. 7:40 left. We're in the second half. Out around the perimeter, working the basketball. John Iron, left-handed play. Work it back out. Sam Dawson. The circle, move it back. What? Serna. And then Edgerton. Pass to the corner. Tilt, excuse me. Tries the three. It rims off short. Grady Carpenter picks up the basketball. Long pass to the front court. Trying to find Tracy. Tillman Edgerton. The foul. First whistle here in the second half. 7:09 left. Foul. 3. Jackson Money. 1. By the bucket on the baseline. Tyler Champion. Toss it in. Behind the arc. Sam Dawson, right side. Behind the arc. Drayden Serna. Tyler Champion. Triple threat available. Being guarded there by Ryan Tracy. Ballinger. We're going to back outside the arc. Tyler Champion, dribble lane, left-handed floater is good. Tyler Champion for two. 2-8-point advantage for the Huskies. They two on the game clock. Front court, outside the arc, Ryan Tracy will pass it down baseline, Jackson Money. Back out top, Grady Carpenter. They'll dribble in, he'll go to the opposite corner. 3-point shot, Ryan Tracy. Rims out long, rebound, Jackson Money. An attempt here in this possession. In the front court. 3 on the game clock. Outside the arc, Grady Carpenter. Pass behind the arc. Jackson Money's going to dribble into paint. First layup, and a little bit too strong. Rebound out of there, picked up by Tyler Champion. Front court. That's ball 21. It's a dribbling exhibition. Saw him, Sam Quigley. Sam Dawson with the basketball. Top. He'll dribble the lane and he's in the corner. Tillman Edgerton. That is good. Right there in front of the bench. 3-point shot good. 33-22. 11. With the basketball. Outside the arc. Almost straight away. Ryan Tracy back to Jackson Money. Yeah. Ball back out to the corner. Little drive baseline. Ryan Tracy. Arc 3-point shot. Jackson Money. Rims around. Wouldn't go. Rebound. And the putback, they're going to count it. Howell Sam Quigley. Forward and a good putback for Tipton. First foul on Hamilton Heights. Sam Dawson. Dawson going to pick up his first foul in the ball game. Quarter. 7 left, third quarter. Play opportunity is good. Quigley working on that free throw. He got the 3-point play. 25 and 8 points advantage for Hamilton Heights. 5:18 on the game clock. Ball's in the front court, Hamilton Heights. Tyler Champion. Perimeter. Down with the basketball, Sam Dawson. Corner Champion. Trying to take a left-handed floater. Got the bucket, about a 14-footer. 25 contest by 10. 7 on the game clock. Hey, has to then use the glass again. Didn't need it. Grady Carpenter. 5-27. Each four of the Huskies. The arc. Dribble. Tillman Etchison. Being there from Cerna. Did he use it? Tracy Garden close. There's a screen there from Cerna. They're going to reverse layup. Baseline drive and a basket good. Tillman Etchison. Six on the game clock. Baseline. Spin move. Shot. Nolan Swan couldn't get it. The right place, right time. Higley with the putback. Put shot good. Going to be a timeout on the floor. Going to be a timeout. Team left. Third quarter, 37-29. This game is in part due by Fritz. Fritz and Fishers and Fritz in Noblesville online. Tom, that's F-R-I-T-Z. Bucky cars, trucks, these. And one owner, Automobiles. You can find them at 8599-116-3. They're at 317-28. 317-22-28. Their Noblesville location is between Noblesville and Westfield. State Road 32. Road. There'll be a roundabout there at Mill Creek Road, truly. Up to that dealership, 317-773-2232. 7-3-3-2. Brought in back. Hamilton Heights. Full court pressure. Sign he can roam the baseline after a made basket. Tyler Champion. There's a 5-second call. An outlet, didn't get the ball in play. And I'm not going to be a, don't know, they're going to allow a timeout. Closure. Timeout evidently prior to the whistle. Second timeout, Hamilton Heights will session. And then again, court. Appreciate you tuning in. Tomorrow, I think I'm back Sunday. Football games, friends, Holmes, or Jackson. Jackson might be the candidate for the MVP of the NFL. A Stroud, more than likely going to be the year. Tomorrow, you get to see. Come on, we're going to bring the ball in right now. Baseball pass to the front court, left-handed. Hey, basket good. Tillman Edgerton. John Iron with the pass. 5-foot pass. Good. It's 39-29. Going to be a steal in the front court. By Tyler in the front court now with the basketball. Available. Tillman Edgerton. Green from John Iron. Wouldn't use it. Back pedal dribble behind the arc. Around right side, back to Dawson. John Iron being guarded there by Jackson Money. And after him try to, shot, Carpenter, shot, he got the block, Quigley, Money, a collision there on the cut. Fallback across the timeline, Jackson Money. The game clock, 39-29. And they're working back down low. Jackson Money in the paint couldn't get the power layup. They're tipped back in by Tillman Atchison. The timeline with Tyler Champion. Seen on the game clock. Boy, a backpedal now. Tyler Champion working against Sam Quigley. So he got a steal, and now he does. Fine pass over his head. Jackson Money was cutting. They're playing defense, picking up the basketball. It's Tillman Edgerton. Going to be a foul about the mid-court line on Jackson Money. Second foul. Take that. Second foul in the quarter. third quarter on Tipton. Hamilton Heights has one. They have two fouls in the contest. Hamilton Heights going to substitute in. That's number two, Landon Scheiber. It's going to be number 12, Drayden Cerna, a 6'1 junior. Backcourt, Hamilton Heights to the front court, Tillman Etchison. John Iron. Behind the arc, picked up there by Jackson Money. I Tillman Etchison. About a 17-footer. Way to go, Sam Quigley. Off the sideline, working against him, Tyler Champion. Grady Carpenter back out behind the arc. Jackson Money, now Ryan Tracy. Nolan Swan, they go in the corner. Double team. Out of it. Center circle right there, Jackson Money. Directing traffic. In front of the Blue Devil bench. Dribble out top. Spin move at the right elbow. You take a shot. Rim around and a fall in. Grady Carpenter with a nice soft shot. 31, I 8, 2:12 left here in the third quarter. Basketball, Tillman Etchison. Been directing some traffic from the center circle. Brady Carpenter, he'll dish it back. Landon Scheiber. There is John Iron. He's got an opening in the paint to go off the glass. Down with go. Contesting him with Jackson Money. They're to the front court. Hello. Jackson Money going to get his shot blocked in the paint by Landon Scheiber, junior. Jackson is 6 foot senior on the dribble. Thought about a shot. Sam Dawson to pass it back outside. Scheiber. Tillman Etchison. Back. Backpedal. He's going to reset the offense near the center circle. 6 on the game clock. 31 going to drive the lane. Etchison, 2-point bucket. A finger roll. 31 contest, 10 on the game clock. Brady Carpenter trying to get a pass to Jackson Money. Need a pass. Champion going to pick up the foul. So that's two fouls each side here in the third quarter. All game for Hamilton Heights. Number one, Phoenix Bonderstar. Bonderstar in the ball game. Taking a breather is Sam Dawson. Front court. In front of the Blue Devil bench, Jackson Money to Grady Carpenter. Picked up by John Iron. And Ron Tracy back to Jackson. After the corner, tall pass, couldn't quite grab it. Quigley. The bail is going to belong to Hamilton Heights. 8.4 left. Back court, side court. Diver. I'm going to pass it up ahead to John Iron. Etchison, he'll get the ball back in the front court. Double team, Grady Carpenter, Sam Quigley. He'll dribble out of it back to John Iron. Four deep in the front court. 40 seconds left. Third quarter. Advantage for the Huskies. Scores bench. Administered. He'll dribble now and get a new count. Tillman Etchison. Scheiber from the dribble. 2 clock, trying to get the final shot. Tipped and providing some good defense. That's got the bucket. Left-handed shot, good. For 3, Tyler Champion. 31. They're going to take a 3-point shot at the buzzer, and he got it. He almost drew the foul. Have a 4-point play opportunity to a fourth quarter here in about a minute. Quarters of play. 43-34 checking in during the timeout. Heights is going to be number 24, Sam Dawson. Mention this game is in parts. You. Auto parts. Parts. That's CarQuest. Auto parts. 1110. South Peru Street, Indiana. 604. Cicero Town Plaza. Team members, Auto Parts in Cicero. Mention you can reach them by telephone. 7-4-9. number is 317-984-4931. Chris Horn will mention. He owned automotive parts store to serve auto parts here, Cicero, Indiana. It in. It's going to belong to pick up back Hamilton Heights. Get the possession. Fourth quarter. 43-34. Both these teams get together. An entertaining game. And backcourt picked up by Tillman Etchison. He'll direct some traffic to the front court. Sam Dawson. Champion back to Dawson. Now back to champion. Front court. Double team. Going to be a steal. Grady Carpenter. Foul. Going to be a holding foul. Champion threw the ball away. He wanted that ball quick. Lived with a turnover. Thinking about his teammates when that happens. He wants the ball back quick. Mate reason. I'm just thinking the way I would think. And sometimes that's not good. But excuse me. 7:40 on the game clock. Nolan Swan goes dribble in and work it down low. Landon Spidell. Glass couldn't get the bucket. Zorba foul. Spidell going to shoot two. Spidell on the season. And he's at 60%. 10 a year. First shot up. Wouldn't go. 7:36 left. They're in the fourth quarter. 34, Tillman Etchison. Instructions from Coach Ballinger during the free throw. Going to rent out, couldn't get either one. Rebound, Sam Quigley. Towards the basketball, gets it into Nolan Swan. Turnaround jumper on the baseline. And Nolan Swan for two. 36. Going to bring it to the front court, he'll pass it again. Up to Sam Dawson. Elbow Cerna. Around John Iron. He's into the corner to Dawson. Back to John Iron. Out top. It's going to be a timeout called. Full 60 seconds. Timeout called. Ballinger. 10 left here in the fourth quarter. He's 36. Heights. Hunt will also mention. This game is in part. Due by Arcadia. Still park and self-storage. And outdoor storage. Flex storage available. Your investments. Safe. RV. Vehicles. Face now. You can call them 1-7-7-4-3. Number is 317-74-100. From the website, www.aipsiana, spelled out. Again, that's A-I-P-S. Hey, industrial park and self-storage. Conveniently located from Howard Avenue Street in Arcadia. Yeah, industrial park and self-storage. So they're going to inbound the basketball in the front court, 28-foot mark. John Iron is tossing the backcourt. Tillman Etchison. He'll hold the basketball for a second. He'll need to bring it across the timeline. He'll pass it across. Get past Cerna. Tillman Etchison. Drayden Cerna, double team. Out of it. For the basketball, Sam Dawson in the paint. 2-point shot when he goes. Got his own board. Drayden Cerna, not as good. It's 45-36. With the basketball, tipped it. Spin move in the paint. Off the glass, underhanded scoop shot by Grady Carpenter. You're a 6'6" junior. Minutes left. At 38. Hikes in front. Working the basketball outside. Tillman Etchison. Pass over Sam. Going to throw a cross-court pass, hit pass, and it's intercepted Carpenter, and it's stolen back. And Champion gets the ball back for the Huskies. Six on the game clock. Tillman Atchison, deep in the front court, he'll dribble in. Back to the corner. And back to John Iron. Spin move into Payne. Off the glass, John Iron for two. 7:38. Advantage for Hamilton Heights. A long three-point shot, rims out short. Went to get his own rebound, did. Off the glass, into Payne. Shot good. Carpenter. Timeout. One left. Fourth quarter. Hamilton Heights 47-40. Attention, this game is in part. You buy Noblesville Trophies. Trophies, you can shop them online. Trophies.com. If only to browse around. 20 South 10th Street, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, around. Boom! They're so low you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 20 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Phone at 317-3-1. And Hamilton Heights, 7-point ball game. One Friday night. He'll dribble it to the sideline. Tillman Atchison. He'll pass cross back in the backcourt. I'm trying to get it across, and John will dribble. Steal for Nolan. And Nolan passes it up ahead to Grady Carpenter. It is good. 7:42. I'll begin to make a little noise. Travel to bring the whole channel to Hamilton Heights. Baseline jumper. That is good. Sam Dawson. Him up from three-point land. All game. Get on the game clock. Out top, Grady Carpenter. Spin move at the elbow. Nearly lost the ball. Pass to the corner. Casey. Rims out. Rebound picked up by Tyler Champion. He's going to lead the pack. Off the glass. Where to go? Grady Carpenter. There's his defend. Rebound pops back out. Sam Dawson. The offense. Front court near the scores bench. He's going to drive the lane. Kick it to the corner. Side. John Iron. Champion. Behind the arc. Game for Tipton is Peyton Aller, guard Champion. The pass, Champion's trying to get the shot away. Direction, Nolan Swan. Peyton Carpenter. On the dribble, he'll take a long three straight away, and it's good. Couple of steps behind the arc. A range. NBA. All-Star game, February 18th. By Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Adam Halliburton is tough. We're going to back out. He's going to start. Bounce pass in the front court. We're taking up the new possession here. Atchison. Paint. In the paint wouldn't go. Left-handed shot by John Iron. Rebound Simpson. Court Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Sign. They'll pop the shot outside the lane. They step on the baseline. He's got big feet. He's 6 foot six. Official was right there, going to say he stepped on the baseline out of bounds just prior to making a nice-looking shot outside the paint on the baseline. Hamilton Heights gets the ball back. Advantage for the Huskies, 50-45. Five on the game clock for the fourth quarter. The whistle foul, they're going to call it a blocking foul. Sam quickly trying to set up for the charge. Couldn't quite get it done. Going to be a foul on Quigley. He has three in the contest. Hamilton Heights here in the quarter. Dipton has foul by Quigley. Backcourt. Tillman Atchison. Deep in the front court. Working back around Dawson. They'll go to the corner. Champion. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Nolan Swan. Puts it up ahead. First three-point shot. Quigley. Quigley got a step back three. 50-47 with 3 minutes left. The pass to the front court. Get double team. In the money. They're going to step on the side court line. The Huskies do. Ball back to Tipton. The situation. Customer hit a 3-point shot. The infraction. For Jackson Money. Behind Arch, shot on the way. Carpenter hit a 3. Ball game at 50. More shots right in front of their bench. Second. 3-1 left in regulation. In Tipton. Appreciate putting me in sports.com. Sports. Hate. Support education based. Varsity athletics. Well, in the spring, Central Catholic Knights. In the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Well, in the winter, basketball. Knights. She's basketball. Here in the works, I'm going to go ahead and mention Will Mixon and I'm Hamilton Heights and Tipton together annually. Challenger head coach. He's in his 17th year. In 16 seasons of Coach Ballinger's, has won 9 times. Hamilton Heights have won 7. Ballinger mentioned in the pregame interview, Hamilton Heights have won 4 in a row. That was in 21, 20, 19, and 18. So 18, 19, 20, and 21. And 4 in a row, these 2 teams have won against each other. So Hamilton Heights has 4 in a row. The last game, this one last year, 65-57, Tipton. In the backcourt. Court pass, timeline, Tyler Champion. They try to bounce pass and get between the legs of Brady Carpenter. Tillman Etchison. The right side, we're working through the court. Ball from going out of bounds with Dawson. Front court. Drive. Out. Drayden Cerna. Back out in the center circle. Etchison. Passing. They get back a long step to go to the corner. Get the ball back from John Iron. Going to dribble the lane. Right-handed layup. Wouldn't go. John Iron, a left-handed player. There, Ryan Tracy. To 50. High court. That's John Iron playing him tight. Drive. Off the glass. Couldn't get it. Grady Carpenter got his own rebound. Scott couldn't get it, but he was fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to go to the foul stripe. At 50, with 1:43 left, officialed Cerna 2. Carpenter rims out long. Let's go. 3 fouls here in the quarter on tip. Height on the Blue Devils. Second shot. Carpenter. He unties the ball game. It's 51-50. About Van Halen, but we should be in what a play. From the corner, Sam Dawson. That rims off with Joe. Rebound, Nolan Swan. To the front court, he'll stop. Stationary dribble just across the timeline. There against Sam Dawson. He on the game clock. 1:50. Cross court pass, Jackson Money back to Nolan. And by Sam Dawson. Bring the ball back. Swan, a senior. Noah Swan, 21.6 points per game. Extra money to go to corner. Ryan Tracy will bring it back out. Grady Carpenter being guarded there by John Iyer. Going to bring it back out. And Noah Swan will reset the offense from the center circle. Seconds left. On the dribble. Sam Quiggy. Give the ball up. Grady Carpenter back to Noah Swan. And John Iyer is going to commit the foul and stop the clock. Clock with 43.9 left. It's going to be a common foul. It's only the fourth more to put the Blue Devils at the stripe. No more fouls to give. And Jackson Money tossed the backcourt, Nolan Swan. John Iyer at the center circle. Again, inside the arc. Speaking of Jackson Money. Minute, they're going to whistle this. Champion. 4.9 left. It's a little champion. And Will Nixon, Tyler Champion, here in the ballgame, going to pick up his fourth foul contest. The free throw on his shoot, two. First shot, good. Advantage for Tipton, 250. Honey, a senior, he'll get one more. Step to the line, shooting 78%. And Joe is now 22. 9 on the season. Fort Tillman Etchison. Second left. Jump pass back out behind the arc. Guarding him is Grady Carpenter. Elbow shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Jackson Money. Come ball. Possession arrow, going to give it back to Tipton. Money up to the board. High up right there. We're going to see back in the ballgame for Hamilton Heights, number one, Phoenix Bonderstar. They're for the Huskies. Cerna in the ballgame for the Huskies now is number 11, Carson Felger. Action in the first half. And junior. Felger has fouls to give. 4-2. Brought in Nolan Swan. 13 seconds crossing the timeline on the dribble. Around, he's going to get a reset foul, and Nolan Swan will go to the foul stripe. The foul's going to be whistled. Hamilton Heights. Going to be whistled on number one, Phoenix Bonasar. He has fouls to give. He has one step. Substitution into the ballgame. Couple of them. First shot. First shot. Nolan Swan is good. The season is 40 for 48. Ball game at 83% at the foul stripe. Back in the ball game for Hamilton Heights, number two, Landon Scheiber. And as far, we'll have one more. Second shot. Down and falls in. Soft roll for Swan living right. 7 left. Going to be a timeout. It's timeout, 54-50. In front. Game is also in part being brought to you by Towers Sewer. Where Septic and Sewer is a family-owned business. County. Thousands. What started as a father and son business has now grown to a three-generation business. Hey, Will Pump. In commercial, in grease traps, in Hamilton County and surrounding counties, give them a call at 317-927, 317-99327. Brought in backcourt. You know, he can roam the back baseline. He'll be brought in by John Iron. Is Tillman Atkinson to the front corner, he'll pop a three straight away. Go rebound, Grady Carpenter. 2 seconds left. That's going to end the ball game. And it's gone by. The ball game. Ice and Tipton. For Tipton Blue Devils, 54. Hamilton Heights, Huskies, 50. We do thank you for tuning in. We thank Chad Ballinger for pregame. We appreciate him more than he'll ever know. Next game on the agenda. I tell you, they'll play Thursday night. They'll play February 1st, 6 o'clock JV and 7:30 varsity. Hamilton Heights will host the Frankston Eagles. The Tipton Blue Devils, their next game on their agenda is going to happen tomorrow night. Today, the 27th of January, and at 7:30 for the varsity, Tipton will travel Central. Put me in sports. We'll be there. If you cannot tip. And we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, if you're home or away, in the kitchen, burn it. Go. Burn it.